All right, let's pray now and ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for giving us a place to meet. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for Andrew's message this morning, Lord. Thank you for all the promises that we have in there that he brought out and explained to us, Lord. And I pray that we would hold on to those things and that we would love you and obey you like you ask us to do. That's how we prove that we love you, is by obeying you. So we thank you for that message, Lord, and thank you for the songs we have now. And I just pray, Lord, that we can look at these songs and sing them to you. I pray I can explain the things I saw in the songs here, Lord, that would be glorifying to you. So help me now and help us to worship you, Lord, now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, most of you in here know that I like for my grass, my lawn, to be healthy and look nice, right? Okay? But you know, if I want my grass to look good, I have to take care of the soil. And they make this product called Revive. So I put it on my grass, right? And it goes down into the dirt and it makes the soil good. And when the soil's good, then the grass will grow good, right? Well, when I was looking at this song here, thinking about the word revive and thinking about the grass, and then I started thinking, well, you know, there's a place in the Bible that talks about our heart as being the soil, right? There's a parable, and it says this, Matthew 13. As he was scattering the seed, this is a parable that Jesus is telling. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but the sun came up and the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 and 30 times what was sown. So see, when the soil is good, then things grow, right? And then I thought, well, for God to revive us, for God to make us excited again about Him, we got to have a good heart. And I think one of the problems that we, or one of the things we need to do in order for us to be revived is this. Remember in Revelation, Jesus says this, Revelation 2, verse 4 and 5, He said, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from this place." So see, we got to get our hearts right and we got to remember what the Lord did for us. We need to, by reading His Word and praying, and when you start meditating on God's Word, and you start meditating on what Jesus did, and get your heart right, you get revived. That's what happens, right? You dwell on the Word of God with a heart that's eager to learn it, you get excited inside, and then you're revived, right? That's how it works. So if you're in a slump, sometimes we get in slumps, right? And you want to be revived? We got to go to the Word of God. We got to remember what He did. Remember the love we had for Him when we first got saved. And think about that and dwell on that. And we will be excited and we will be revived.
Hallelujah, the victory, hallelujah, the victory, revive us again. We praise Thee.
If you needed advice or help with something, like let's say how to deal with your kids, would you go to Mandy or to Paul over here? Right? kind of easy, right? Mandy's been raising kids for a while and she's still raising them, right? She does a good job. You're going to go to her for advice, right? You're not going to go to Paul. He doesn't know the first thing about raising kids. He is still a kid, kind of, right? So you don't go to him for advice. Or if you need some advice on how to fix your car, are you going to go to the Walmart greeter? Or are you going to go to the mechanic at the Napa, certified Napa auto mechanic place, right? You're going to go to the people that know what they're talking about, right? That's where you go. And so, see, when we have things in our life, like we're sad and we need advice or we need comfort, where do we go? Where should we go? Well, we should go to the person that has the most experience. And you know who has the most experience in being sad? Look at see the top paragraph. It says, Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, and my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so, right? He makes me glad. He's my friend, right? And so, see, when we have things in our life that make us sad or get us down, we should go to the Lord. Because he's the best. Think about this. He's the best at dealing with being sad. For example, I thought of two things. Have you ever felt betrayed by somebody? Well, you know, Jesus was betrayed. He was betrayed by Judas really bad. That was his friend, right? And he betrayed him bad. And all them people that were yelling, crucify him, crucify him. He was good to them. He probably fed most of them. Right? And they stabbed him in the back, crucify him. So he knows what it's like to be betrayed. He can help you with that. Or do you think he knows what it's like to be lonely? You know, sometimes we get lonely, right? And we want advice, we want to know what to do if we're lonely. Go to the Lord. Think about this. How lonely do you think he was up on the cross? Nobody. In the Word of God, in the Bible, there was nobody that I can recall trying to stop it from happening. When he was up there on the cross. The apostles all ran. They left. They took off. As soon as the heat got turned up, they took off. And Jesus is up there on the cross and nobody's going, no, stop this. This is unjust. Stop it. Nobody did that. He was all alone on that cross. So if you want advice on how to deal with being lonely, go to the Lord. He's the best. The Lord knows how to help us when we're in time of need. He's experienced. He has experienced everything that you could experience in this life, but only to the extent he was. His father, remember, he poured his wrath on him. His own father did that. He was betrayed. He was lonely. All kinds of things. So if you need advice from the Lord, or advice in life on anything, go to the Lord. He knows how to help you the best. This last song here, you know, if you're a Christian, Christian means a Jesus follower, right? You love Jesus and you're a Christian, you follow Jesus. We love these kind of songs because they really like tug at our heart, right? Like, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, right? When I'm alone, give me Jesus. When I come to die, give me Jesus, right? We love saying those things. It's what our heart desires, right? We love Jesus, right? If you don't desire these things, then you're probably not a Christian. I would urge you to repent and run to Jesus and be saved. But I'm talking to the Christian here. These are the kind of things that we love to say. But when I was thinking about this song, though, the part where it says, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. That's a big statement. If you think about that, Jesus, you can have, or I want you, you can take everything. I don't care. I just want Jesus. Now, see, that's easy to say when things aren't going well, right? You're complaining about things. Life's not going like you want. Yeah, take it all. Just give me Jesus. I don't want that. But that's really not a good motive, right? You're just trying to get away from your problems. But see, when things are good, that's not an easy thing to say. Because remember, God is the God that gives good gifts, right? He likes to give good gifts to His kids. And sometimes we get some pretty good gifts, like a spouse, or family, kids, grandkids. Those are gifts that it makes it hard for me to go, yeah, take them all. I don't care. I just want Jesus. That's when it's tough, right? Think about it like this. Mikey and Susie are going to get married next month. And for Mikey to go, ah, take her. I don't care. I just want Jesus, right? That he is not going to say that, right? They are excited to be married. He loves her. They want to get married. That's a hard thing to say. Ah, take it. I don't care. Just give me Jesus, right? So see, we have to be careful. And I'm talking to me really a lot here. We have to be careful that we don't love the gifts that God gives us more than we love Him. Because He gives such good gifts. I love my grandbabies a lot. It's a struggle. You know, I love them, you know. I got a good wife. I got a good mom. I got a good family. So what we have to do is we got to examine our hearts. Because see, here's one thing. My wife, my mom, my sisters, my kids, my grandkids, they do not love me like Jesus loves me. Not even close. They can't die for my sins. They can't suffer in my place. They can't do any of those things that Jesus did. Jesus is the only one that can do that. And He loves me way more than they love me. Right? No, nobody does that for people but the Lord. So we have to just examine ourselves and make sure that we are loving Jesus with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that the things He gives us, we love them too, but that we be careful that we don't love them more than we love Him. Right? We don't want to love the gift greater than the gift giver. Right? So I was just thinking about that. And so, because I'm talking to myself here, but I know there's new marriages in here, and we love our spouses and our kids and grandkids and all these things, and we just got to be careful. And we want to just find that right line. Loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Loving the things He gives us, but not love them more than Him. Let's just examine our heart and make sure our motives are right for the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you are such a good God and you deserve all of our love. You deserve all the glory. You deserve everything, Lord, from us, our whole lives. And Lord, you are good to us by giving us good gifts. And I just pray that we would all love you more than the things you give us, Lord, and that we don't lose sight of how good you are, that we don't take you for granted, that we don't assume things from you, but that we just love you with all our heart because you're a good God who went to a cross and died for our sins, and you love us that much that you would do that, Lord. Help us to never forget that, to think about that all the time, and to love you more and more every day. And I pray now, Lord, for Dorian as he comes with the message, Lord, that you would just prepare our hearts and give us ears to hear and eyes to see what you'd have us to know today. In Jesus' name, amen.